KUTX 98.9, and speaking of Joe Jackson, we just gave away some tickets to Lauren. We played the Joe Jackson tune Memphis, and Lauren knew that that's from the movie soundtrack of Mike's Murders. So Lauren will be our guest to see Joe Jackson Monday night at the Paramount. We also had Sweet Spirit in there and MGMT. Well, we're currently live in Studio 1A, and Anthony DaCosta is here. He happens to be the artist in residence for the whole month at the Cactus Cafe. He'll be playing every Monday night this month, starting tonight, and these shows are absolutely free. And I walked in, and I told him I thought he was just this acoustic singer-songwriter guy, but he has his band with him today. So welcome, gentlemen. Welcome, Anthony.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you here. So why don't we just have you do a tune, and we can chat in a minute. This is Anthony DaCosta, live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9.
The shadow walking around you with no sun above. I know you from the sleep talking. I know you are my shadow love. I saw you didn't notice. You didn't notice till you got situation. I didn't even say goodbye. I missed you like a mother, father. I missed you, and you.
Anthony DaCosta is our guest this afternoon live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. He's joined by Andrew Pressman on the bass and John Green on drums. And that was a tune called Shadow Love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a newer song.
It's not on the new album that came out.
It's not. Well, we've got a bit of a conundrum because we've got these two albums we've made that I really love, but we haven't figured out how to release them yet because it's kind of weird out there right now. So we have one album that's going to be called DaCosta. It's the self-titled debut. And then we have another album we made here. Both of them were made here in Austin, and that song is going to be on one that we made live in the studio at a local studio here in town. And yeah, so we got plenty of music coming at some point soon, but I do have some advanced copies of that, of the album DaCosta. So.
That's the one with the blue cover.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The one I forgot in the studio to bring in with me. So.
There you go. No worries, man. Yeah. I got plenty of those.
So you came from to Austin from New York.
Yeah.
How long have you been here in town?
I've been here for somewhere around a year and a half, maybe a little more. I moved, I guess coming up on 2 years. I moved here in January of 2014. And yeah, I've just always wanted to live here. I wanted to live here when I first came here in 2010 for South by Southwest. And they always say that that's the time that makes people want to live here because the weather's so perfect that week. Mm-hmm. But I was also very aware of the traffic and all the people that were around. And I don't know, I just always had a real strong connection with this town ever since I started coming here. So yeah, it's been nice to be able
to. So when you first came, was it as an artist or as a fan?
I came here as an artist. I mean, yeah, I've been playing music for a long time, for my age, I guess. I've been playing out professionally and making albums and stuff for the last 11 years, and did that for a long time up in New York. I lived in the Hudson Valley in New York, and then went to New York City for school and made some music there. And yeah, and then just came down here, and so I get to tour out some and play here locally in town quite a lot.
So what do you find unique about the Austin scene?
You know, I come from a place where, like, New York is obviously such a great music town for a lot of reasons. It's really great as a music fan because you can just go out any place, any night of the week, and find something. And it always used to mean more, especially when someone would like walk into your show and hang at your show, because they could just walk next door and see the same thing. And obviously, Austin is such a live music capital as well, and the one, if you ask Austin. But in New York, I think just because of just how expensive it is to live there, and I understand it's getting that way here, but how expensive it is to live there and how much is going on all the time, I feel like a lot of artists sort of have the time to, they kind of have to put blinders on to make rent and to sort of do what you can to keep making your music. And here in Austin, I just feel like there's a stronger sense of community, just because even though it's a big city and things are moving and changing, there's still this sort of real strong community aspect in the music scene. And I actually have like friends here that we all have time to like go support each other at each other's shows and play music with one another and kind of keep tabs and check in on one another, which feels really nice when you're trying to make music in today's sort of climate or whatever. So yeah, I love New York a lot, and it's in my blood, but there's something really nice and soothing about being part of this music scene here.
We're speaking this afternoon to Anthony DaCosta. He's the Cactus Cafe artist in resident all this month. So every Monday night this month, he'll be playing at the Cactus Cafe at 8 o'clock. These are free shows, so come on down. And Anthony has a new album that's about to drop, self-titled album. Can we get you to do another tune?
Yeah, for sure.
Late night, I feel like calling. You're asleep anyway, and if you're not and you're out, it's okay, it's okay, 'cause I gave up the right to know you every night. And sleeping in your bed, it's your idea, you say. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'll order a pizza. I'll put it on my credit card. Put on the TV. I'll let my roommate's dog hit the yard. 'Cause I gave up the right to know you every night. And sleeping in your bed, it's your idea, you said. So who am I to talk? And what am I to say? Who am I to talk? It's my idea anyway. Who am I to talk? And what am I to say? Who am I to talk? It's my idea anyway. It's my idea
Anthony DaCosta live in Studio 1A in a tune called What Am I to Say? Once again, he's the artist in resident all month long at the Cactus Cafe, and every Monday night he'll be playing for absolutely free. So the price is right.
Yeah.
And the music sounds good too.
Thank you so much, Jay. Yeah, we appreciate you having us. It's going to be fun over there. We got a bunch of special guests coming each week, a different opener. Tonight we have Jossie Adams and her band Arc Iris coming down from Providence, Rhode Island. We're going to have Grace Park from The Deer next week, and my friend Jenny Parrott from a couple great bands, Shotgun Party and Loves It, and then we have Adam Torres rounding it out. And it'll be a lot of fun. Yes.
So Monday night's the place to be is the Cactus Cafe.
I think so. I hope so.
All right. Well, we're going to close out the live portion of the broadcast, and the band's going to do another song, and all three songs will be up on our website very shortly. Cliff Hargrove has been our engineer this afternoon, thanks to John and Andrew as well for playing today. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around for a few more minutes, and then Trina Quinn will be in at 2 o'clock, and she's going to have some ACL tickets for you, so stay tuned for that. It's KUTX 98.9. We bring you the Austin Music Experience.